Hey guys, this is Pastor Q, and on this week's episode, I want you to listen better.
Hey everybody, welcome to X with Q, a 10-minute podcast to help you lead healthy from ministry to the marketplace. My name is Brad, and
Monday.
As always, I'm
it's
here
Monday.
With Pastor Mark Q.
Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend.
You did?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah,
good.
Lots of fun
right.
things. Yeah. A lot of rest.
Okay, a lot of rest. Good.
Love it. Hey, Pastor Q, it's safe to say that education provides some level of training in reading, writing,
right.
even public speaking. However, right. studies show that 45% of communication is spent listening, but I don't remember taking a listening course. Pastor Q, why
I
is
failed,
listening?
I failed the writing course.
Right. Yeah, so you didn't get to the listening course.
No, I didn't even get to the listening course. They didn't even move me on. I have no command of the English language either. I literally write like I listen.
Right.
I mean, no, I write like I talk.
Right.
No punctuation. No, who cares?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, no, I'm just kidding. Go
but why is listening so critical to the life of a leader?
Well, because listening builds trust. That's what happens. Listening builds trust. Without trust, you can't lead. Mm. And the reason why it builds trust is because if I'm listening to someone I'm leading, I'm trying to listen for certain what I call word cues. Words create pictures, right? So I'm listening because I then am building trust because I'm saying, okay, I'm listening deeply to what you want, to what you're requesting, to what you want to do. If I answer with something that has nothing to do with what someone asked, what I've really communicated is I don't care about what you're saying because I didn't listen. I care more about what I'm saying and you listen. So it becomes selfish. It doesn't build trust because it exudes selfishness.
Wow.
You have to be fully present. A good, healthy leader is completely fully present in a conversation.
Yeah.
A distracted leader can hurt their credibility.
Right.
And so that's why it erodes trust. It's built because I'm really here for you. I'm listening to your words.
Yeah.
I'm listening to key words, you know, that are adjectives or drawing pictures.
Sure.
And so when I tell you, give you the answer and what you're looking for or help you, whatever it is, I'm fully present.
Right.
I'm building trust. Like, man, I told him that and he really understood.
Yes.
I told him that and she really got it and she did something about it. That builds trust.
Right. And I think it's key to recognize that there is a big difference between listening and hearing.
Yeah. I think because when we hear something, we're taking it in, we're digesting it, we're computing it in our brains. Mm. But listening almost is a call to action. Listening is like, okay, all right, I heard you and I'm listening because I'm going to help you with X, Y, Z, or I'm going to do this for you now. So I hear it, but it has to turn into listening, which turns into action, which builds trust.
Yeah. Do you think that the reason we don't listen well is because as leaders, sometimes we're impatient and we're already formulating the thing that we want to respond
back
with?
Well, because we love talking.
Yeah.
Not everybody loves talking to everybody. I get it. Not everybody loves talking. But a lot of times we're more concerned about what we want to say and convey and that people get us.
Yes.
That you get what I'm saying. Mm. You get what I want to do. But the reality is you can't get what you want to do by yourself. So you better get you better listen as well because you can't do it alone. And you have to build trust, so you build a team.
Yeah.
That's key. 100%. So I think that's one of the reasons why we don't listen, because we're just caught up more in what we want to say.
Right.
You know, instead of making it reciprocal. Mm. So it's not only what I'm saying, it's also what am I hearing from the other person.
Right.
That's what makes a team.
Right. Yeah. You know? Just this concept of active listening. You know, one of the most downloaded TED Talks of all time is Julian Treasure. We'll drop it in the show notes. It's a great quote. It says that the art of conversation is being replaced dangerously by personal broadcasting.
Well, that's why personal broadcasting, what a great quote. What a great statement, personal broadcasting.
Yeah.
See, right now we do live in a culture, not right or wrong, it just is.
Yeah.
There are some things, Brad, that just is.
Right.
And I know it's not grammatically correct.
Sure.
Because I didn't pass the writing.
Uh-huh.
Okay? But listen to me.
Right.
Just is. There are things that are just is.
Mm-hmm.
Ready? And that is, we live in a culture that it's all about our brand. It's all about our personal thing. It's about what people see. It's about what people so-and-so. I got it. But the problem is we're forgetting we need to build teams to accomplish what we want to do.
Mm.
And so what happens is we forget the other side of it. It becomes all personal broadcasting, and we have no energy or mind space to really be a great listener.
Right. And we've given everybody access to a global audience to announce anything that they want to say
right.
at any time on right. social media to just, I got something to say, and here it right. comes.
And the byproduct of that, of announcing everything
right.
is it dilutes everything.
Right.
So it no longer are things that special
sure.
because everything has become special.
Well, and everything is, there's no subtlety anymore. There's no nuance. Right. Everything is one extreme or the
right.
other.
Right. It's all in your face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a 10-minute podcast in your face. Oh, it's all in your face or it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either on or off.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, wonderfully played music at the right volume that adds ambiance to an atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
man, is beautiful.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in this culture, everything is just blown out.
Right.
Everything. And so, and it becomes a very personal.
Yeah.
When listening is really, here's the idea. Everything you and I have learned, we learn from other people.
Mm.
Well, to learn it, I had to have listened to it.
Right.
I have had to have heard it first and then listened.
That's it.
So, and if we don't, then where are we learning from?
There you go.
So
let's help some leaders.
Yeah.
Like, how do we learn how to listen?
So I think one of the greatest tools we have is the RASA listening example.
I love saying RASA.
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 See?
R-A-S-A. R-A-S-A, right. And it's receive, appreciate, summarize, and ask. It's such an easy skill to acquire. Now, repetition makes it permanent. Repetition makes it DNA.
Mm-hmm.
So in the RASA listening practice, it's this: receive. Pay attention to what the other person is saying. You know, wipe your slate clean of any biases. Don't already have predetermined ideas of what's in your mind or previous interactions. Lean in and take what they're actually saying at that moment. It's receiving at that moment.
Mm.
You know, the second thing is appreciate. Mm. Use words and gestures to indicate an interest in what they're saying. Just don't, like, you know,
yeah.
it's literally, like, remember, a lot of communication, over 70% of communication is body language.
Right.
So if you look like you would rather be sticking a fork in your eye than listening to a person, mm-hmm. trust me, it's going to change what you receive from that person. So, don't do that. Right now, guys, he's making a face like he's bored out of his skull. So don't do that, because appreciation is also understanding, you know, never underestimating the power of the word of. So, wow. Words like really, words like wow. So you're active,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Appreciate. The third mm-hmm. one is summarize. So who, what, when, where, and why? You know, how much? What I'm hearing you say is because you're fully engaged. These are practices. These are things we would say back to someone.
Sure.
You know, when we summarize. And then, of course, the last one mm-hmm. is ask.
Yeah.
Ask any follow-up questions. It's always a best practice to go, hey, can I ask this?
Yeah.
You know, almost like asking permission.
For sure.
Hey, can I ask? Let me go deeper on that.
Yeah.
Because what you're doing is you're interacting. Interacting creates connection.
That's it.
Connection will build trust.
Right.
So it's a great little exercise.
It's perfect. You know? Absolutely. And we'll link kind of a summary of the RASA listening method in the show notes there, so you can practice that.
Oh,
put
that'd
that
be
in
great.
Practice. Let's learn how to listen well. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think we have to remember we only retain 25% of what we hear.
Yeah.
That's it. They say we only retain 25% of what we hear. To better retain what we hear, because everything we've learned are from other people. Maybe if we listen more, we'd learn more. And if we learn more, we'd be healthier leaders, right?
That's so good.
Come on.
Come on.
Thanks for listening to X with Q. For more leadership content, hit that subscribe button, leave us a rating and review, and share this episode with a friend. See you next time.